You're listening to a Zone Radio podcast, zoneradio.co.za.
Hi kids, welcome to Story Zone with Jen. That's me. Zone Radio's Story Zone is proudly brought to you by Jenny Stone as we read through her award-winning book series, Sibor Says. Join me and dive into the world of a young South African girl called Sibor.
Sibor Sizes Things Up by Jenny Stone. Published by Let's Look Publishing and narrated by Jenna Fish. Chapter 1. Too Tiny to See. Sibor was busy with a project for school. She thought that her picture looked really cool but was missing something. Something silver and bright to make the moon and stars come alight.
I'll borrow some aluminum foil from Mum. I'm sure in the kitchen I'm bound to find some.
She went to the cupboard and rooted around. But to her dismay, there was none to be found.
There must be something else. Let's see.
Sibor eyed out the shelves hopefully. And then she spotted it. Sure enough, the word silver on Mum's special laundry stuff. She picked up the bottle and gave it a shake. A tiny bit is all that she would take. Just enough to make the stars shine. She'd get a good grade and all would be fine. Sibor peered into the bottle, but it looked clear. That's odd, she thought. There's no silver in here.
Ooh, I'll pour it through the strainer. That'll do the trick. The liquid will fall through, but the silver should stick.
She poured some detergent into the sink, then yelped in horror.
I didn't think. You can't just pour any gunk down the drain. We all need to use that water again.
She took out a bucket and used that instead, saying to herself that her mom's been misled.
In fact, she's been robbed of her money, I fear, for there isn't a single speck of silver in here.
Sibor was outraged, reading the label with care.
With silver nanoparticles.
It said it right there, in big, bold letters for everyone to see.
Ha, thought Sibor. Mum will be impressed with me.
She can take it straight back to the store. Give them a piece of her mind and more.
That will teach them to falsely advertise. Oh, my word. They are in for a nasty surprise.
She muttered crossly.
There's not one single shiny thing. My project is great, but it still needs some bling.
Then she suddenly remembered, as in a flash, that silver ribbon in her secret stash. Sibor was just finishing, impressed as could be. Suddenly, a yowl from the kitchen. She dashed off to see. Mum was holding the bucket with the soapy stuff. She was decidedly miffed, in a great big huff. She pointed at the empty bottle in the sink.
Sibor, my child, you will drive me to drink. This washing detergent was really not cheap. You're in big trouble now. More than knee-deep.
Sibor stuttered. Wait, Mum. I'll explain. I promise I haven't been naughty again. I needed something shiny to get my work done. The bottle said it contained silver, but there was none.
Dad arrived and asked what the fuss was about. Sibor spoke quickly before Mum could shout. Dad listened, then laughed and shook his head.
We have not been robbed, is all that he said. Silver nanoparticles means they're extremely small, so tiny you'd never see them with the naked eye at all.
Sibor said, Oh, you'd need a microscope to see.
Yes,
said Dad.
Highly specialized machinery.
Sibor opened her mouth to ask a lot more, but Dad pointed his finger, saying,
Carefully pour this detergent back in the bottle and don't waste a drop. When it's all safe inside, then you can stop.
Sybil used the funnel and poured with care. She muttered to herself, "This really is not fair. How on earth should I know what nano means? I'm just a little kid, not yet in my teens." She found her dad and said, "I know I'm a pain, but please be a good parent and try to explain." Her dad shrugged and threw up one hand.
"Sorry, Sybil. It's a topic I simply don't understand. You must ask your teacher, or maybe Earthman. I'm sure they will tell you more if they can. I know it's a name that you haven't heard. Nanotechnology. It's quite a long word."
Now one thing was certain. That was for sure. She needed to find out a whole lot more. She had a funny feeling. Life would never be the same. Nanotechnology. What an awesome name. The end of chapter one. Tune in to Zone Radio on Wednesday at 3:30 for chapter two.
Today's Story Zone was brought to you by Jenny Stone, the mastermind behind Sibo Says. Published by Let's Look Publishers and narrated by Jenna Fish. Don't forget, you can access Jenny's books at any time on her website at sibo.co.za. Sibo, empowering children, one page at a time.